Welcome to the world famous Phil Henry Show here on this Monday. Got a little bit of a slow start there, bud. You're going to watch that, man. And we are glad to be with you here from the El Pacifico. Got Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization coming up this hour to talk about Miley Cyrus and her performance last night there on the Video Music Awards. The performance, of course, inclusive of some suggestive dancing. Robin Thicke was dancing with her. Has this hurt his career? And so on and so forth. If you didn't see it, you can probably go and check it out on YouTube or one of those, you know, fine services, Hulu, or somebody's got it. But essentially, she was in a top and bottom, kind of like a bikini type outfit. Although Margaret, you said it looked more like an homage to whatever, an homage to what, cougars or something?
Well, it looked like a panty girdle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind, bud. It's a panty girdle. You know, I'm uncomfortable talking about it in this setting.
Well, this is an adult setting.
No, it isn't.
All right. They're not going to say anything.
Well, it's not an adult setting. But nonetheless, it's a panty. See, when I say panty girdle, there's three sets of eyeballs that start to roll.
My eyes are not rolling. All right. I don't know about these other two. Are you guys saying anything?
I'm not saying nothing. I didn't say anything.
Don't give me that, because I saw the three. Not the three eyes, except this one here.
All right, never mind. Let's get on the line here. Bobby Dooley, along with her husband Steve, they're with the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization. Bobby, how are you?
Well, I'm fine, Phil. I'm not exactly sure what Margaret was talking about. I know that they were discussing a little bit about what Miley Cyrus was wearing last night, which. Was a top and a bottom. It was like any kind of a bikini or dance skin, a two-piece dance skin, I think, more than anything else. What she did last night, though, concerned a lot of the parents that were calling us and calling some of the other PTOs around the country, I know, because there were young people watching. And the concern here is that Miley Cyrus is going to somehow affect or infect the children. And that is our concern. The other concern, of course, is that there are an awful lot of men watching. And this is something that is going to obviously be discussed in homes between men and women.
What, when you say men, what do you mean? You mean men watch? I know what you mean by men. Husbands?
Yes, husbands and boyfriends, if you want, or fiancés, but more importantly, husbands are watching this. Now, I know there's an awful lot of people that are suddenly snickering at that, but I can tell you that there are women listening tonight who saw this performance last night by Miley Cyrus, saw the reaction of their husbands as well as their children, and are worried today. And
what would they be worried about? You know, Miley Cyrus is not exactly going to influence the husbands into doing a dance.
No, but that what they're worried about is that suddenly there is a young and vibrant woman dancing suggestively, using her body suggestively, using her body athletically, using her wiles, using her, her charms.
But the husband is with the wife, and are you worried about somehow these men seeking this sort of dancing?
Well, what I am worried about is that the wives out there don't think that they can provide this if it's something their husbands need. The reason why I'm saying this, Phil, is we have been, for the last 6 or 7 years, been giving dancing lessons here at Western Estates. I've been leading most of the groups. Because it's something that Steve and I discovered very early on in our marriage. We've been married 18 years. And allowing this into your marriage, which is a sort of consenting adult, these sort of dancing and having fun with your partner, entertaining your partner, this is something that can be done. Rather than be upset with Miley Cyrus, why don't the women of this country understand that Miley Cyrus is showing them something that they need to know.
But I don't think that the problem here is wives. I don't think the problem here is wives and husbands. I think the problem here, as perceived by people, is the children, the kids.
Well, the children, they're talking about it being affecting the children. That is the number one reason, I think, that adults use to prohibit any activity. But is it really? We know from the research that we've done at Western Estates and our parent-teacher organization that children are often used as an excuse to avoid the real issue. And we think the real issue here is that women are intimidated by the kind of dancing that we saw Miley Cyrus do last night.
Well, let me ask you, Ms. Dooley. We're talking with Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley, the Western Estates parent-teacher organization. Let me ask you this. You say you're not intimidated by this because you've been giving these kinds of dance lessons and that you have been doing this kind of dancing for your husband for quite some time, correct?
That is correct, yeah.
So really what we're discussing here is your perception that all these other women out here have this problem, but you don't. And I've always found this to be interesting in every issue. Anytime we have an expert on, it's generally a problem that everybody else has, but the expert doesn't.
You have to understand, it's something I recognized early on in my marriage when I saw my husband reacting a certain way to, back in the old days, it was Britney Spears.
All right, I understand that.
Yeah, and so I saw him react that way, and I told myself and I told my girlfriends, and we had a meeting about it, you had better understand that this isn't going away. There will be suggestive dancing. There's going to be sexy dancing. Learn how to do it. Learn how to do it for your husband, and you won't have to be worried about Miley Cyrus, because that's what's happening today. Women out there are using their daughters and their children as the excuse, but really, Miley Cyrus threatens these women and their ability to hold on to their men sexually. I know how to hold on to my men sexually. We give these lessons. We give these classes. They can be learned.
All right, Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley joining us here from the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization. In Western Estates, California. Our number, by the way, is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. And they're talking about last night's performance by Miley Cyrus, where, you know, everybody talking today about a dance and a choreographed routine between herself and Robin Thicke, and it involved all kinds of suggestive moves. It was a performance, by the way, that was not uniformly, but it was pretty well broadly condemned, not just by viewers, but also by some of the other celebrities that were in attendance who had their kids there. And the reason they were giving was that it was the kids that were being threatened. Mrs. Dooley is on with her husband to say that more than anything else, wives and girlfriends are threatened by the suggestive dancing of Miley Cyrus. Our number, 855-500-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, reminding you that we're online at philhenryshow.com right now. philhenryshow.com, that's where you get a backstage pass and enjoy all of the things we have to offer, 5,000 hours of audio, as well as our daily podcasts, as well as our daily videocasts, as well as our classic podcasts, as well as our news feed, as well as our webisodes, as well as our Milwaukee Lion webisodes. It goes on and on and on and on and on there at philhenryshow.com. PhilHenryShow.com with a backstage pass. We'll be back with Bobby and Steve Dooley here on this Monday night, week three of the reboot on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. World-famous Phil Henry Show. Welcome back here. Our number, 855-500-7445. We were showing and continue to show here on Phil TV and HD. Miley Cyrus's performance last night. I don't see any two-piece suit that she's wearing. I guess she got into it later on, but it's sans music, as we say. And Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line with us here as we discuss this performance by Miley Cyrus. So, what is it that I'm looking at a lot of tongue wagging, you know?
Later on in the performance, she starts rubbing her. She starts rubbing herself.
Okay.
And I think you know what I mean by that. And she uses the microphone. She uses a foam finger. She uses some of the costume mascot type people in the performance to simulate sex acts. She simulates a sex act with what looks to be a mascot type character, which most children are going to identify with childhood, and not sex with one of these characters that a child associates with a children's book. She simulates sex with a microphone. Robin Thicke then comes out with his hands in his pocket. And of course, you've seen Robin Thicke, and he is very handsome, and he's a very presentable and a very sexual man, and that only drives her more to the edge of her performance. She strips out of the outfit and goes into this two-piece, which rides up her back until you can see pretty much there's nothing left of the imagination. You're looking at a bare posterior, her breasts. It goes on and on and on. Now, I know that they probably edited out a lot of it.
What did they edit out, just so we get an idea as to the full performance here?
Well, what did they edit? Did you see this?
I saw some of it, but I was traveling. I was traveling between Los Angeles and the beach here.
Well, what happened was she gets on her back on the floor. Her legs go up in the air. Robin Thicke is down on the floor. His head is pretty well positioned between her legs. His head does an up and down motion.
All right, so they're simulating some kind of oral sex?
They're simulating oral sex. They're simulating... then out comes another singer who is African-American. That is always highly charged, given the sexual nature.
Hold on. Why is that highly charged? Because you have a black man and a white man and a white woman, is that it?
Well, Phil, I didn't make this world, you know.
Yes, sir, Steve, do we? Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'm probably a little highly charged, you know, they did.
All right, okay. Were there complaints about that?
Well, I'm just saying,
Were there complaints, though, about a black performer out there?
I don't know. I'm just telling you things that could have been stated, you know, that might have been on the complaint lines that we were monitoring.
What complaint lines are you talking? I know that there were complaints to the networks, complaints probably to some of the TV shows.
There was a complaint line that we monitor here at Western Estates, Phil. I'm a little bit nervous.
No, you're doing fine.
There was a complaint line because, frankly, I'm also a little taken aback by a little bit of the resistance that I hear in your voice.
I'm not resisting you here, Ms. Dooley. What I'm trying to do is figure out exactly what happened. And also, that was a very interesting comment you made about the black performer, you know.
Kind of highly charged.
And then Miley Cyrus began to, excuse me for using the word, hump this large foam finger. Nothing could be more suggestive. We're not talking about the damage that it might have done to children. See, that's what makes my approach different. That's what makes me unique from all of the women that were on the television and the radio shows today. I was unique and am unique in that I'm saying that this was something that upset women because Miley Cyrus, you know, made the women feel inferior.
Okay, Margaret is waving to me here.
Well, and I want to say something. Before you have Margaret Gray say anything, this is my segment.
Darling, I know it's your segment, but I'm trying to... I want to inject something. I did not feel threatened by this girl's dancing at all. And if you're going to make a comment about my husband...
No, I'm not going to... I don't want to make a comment about your husband. But Margaret, could you please understand something? Your husband is a very advanced age.
Okay, see, this is... I knew she'd do this.
Yeah, but what about advanced age? Man's still a man, you know.
I'm sorry?
A man's still a man.
Said a man is still a man, whether he's... Are you saying that Margaret doesn't count because her husband's of advanced age... And that dancing's not going to affect him.
I can answer that. I don't need her to answer it. When we go on vacation, Frank is, and this is something that's sort of embarrassing, but it also, I guess, is very customary. Frank is in the hotel room most of the time, and he's got on this 24-hour, you know, adult channels.
Yeah, to get the adult channel there.
And you're on vacation. We're in Mexico, in Spain.
It doesn't matter. Frank is watching and enjoying that. What I'm saying is Frank knows good quality adult entertainment. He knows what porn looks like. He knows what he likes. He knows the good stuff. He knows the edited stuff. He knows when a woman is really enjoying it and when she's faking it. He has written...
Do I have to listen? I'm sorry. My voice...
Yeah, you see what happens to her? I don't think she's a very good guest.
I am a good guest. But when I'm listening to you...
Can you hold on for a minute?
When I'm listening to Margaret, and she starts to impugn my opinion, which she does all the time, then things start to... My voice starts to crack.
Well, I think we were going to talk a little bit about mental health this hour or later on in the show, and her voice cracking is not the only thing we should be worried about.
See, that's what I'm talking about right there, Phil, and that's why I'm saying that really what I'm offering is a proactive solution.
All right, we're talking with Bobby Dooley and her husband, Steve, and this debate that you're having here with Margaret, you're saying, Margaret, that the women are affected and the women were threatened and the women of America were obviously the ones that were more probably prone to complain about the Miley Cyrus dance because of how she threatens threatens American women. Here's a woman here, Bobby Dooley, is saying that this is the case. She sees this. You're saying your husband... has a very active sexual interest in you and in adult films, which means what? Are the Dooley's gone?
Yeah, I put him on hold. I thought he was going to a commercial.
When we go to a commercial, I'll tell you we're going to a commercial, okay? Ms. Dooley, you're there?
This is what they said, but...
You got to start that all over again.
No, I'm saying that... I'm saying that Miley Cyrus is going to provoke an interest in men that will threaten relationships... if the man is able to be interested, and that's why I doubted Frank could be because of his advanced age.
Right, and I just got done telling you...
I know that your husband spends hours at a time looking at porn. That supposedly is a mental illness.
Well, guess what? No, it isn't, because, you know, I don't want to get too far into this.
Well, I don't know what she means then.
She's saying that her husband has a very healthy sexual appetite.
Now, you have to want to live with it. Yell at my wife.
I don't mean to yell at your wife. I'm sorry, but she's saying, Bobby, that her husband is fine.
Well, I don't see her husband being fine if he is slobbering over pornography.
My husband is not slobbering over...
Hold on for a minute, ladies. Just hold the line here. We're talking about... Let's just talk about this from the standpoint of what we originally wanted to talk about it from, which is the threat to children. Okay.
No, I'm telling you that's not the case. I'm telling you that the threat is to women.
And I absolutely reject that.
I didn't know I was going to be debating Margaret Gray tonight.
You're not, and Margaret, thank you very much, but I do want to continue talking to Bobby one-on-one, if you don't mind.
Well, that's fine, but you're listening to this woman.
You've got problems with me, I understand that.
Of course I've got problems with you. Of course I do. I really believe that what you're saying and what you're leading America into believing here...
Can I say something? Am I debating her or not?
You're not. Hold on, Margaret, please.
Yeah, because I'm not going to sit here and go back and forth with one of your panelists.
Oh!
Margaret, why don't you get yourself something to drink or something to eat?
I don't need anything to eat, thank you.
There's some food in the icebox.
I don't need anything to eat.
We're talking here, just don't be a part of this debate with Bobby Dooley about Miley Cyrus. Now, some of the claims that she made, and I just watched this thing, I've watched the entirety of it. Some of the claims that she made have to do with some simulated oral sex, simulated sex, sex with animals, the stripping off of clothing to the point of near nudity, and so on and so forth. So if this is the case, man, then we're talking about a performance that certainly went well beyond what one would consider to be proper for broadcast television. And certainly this is something that's well beyond something that would be proper in the eyes of the FCC. All of this started with Janet Jackson. That's what it seems like to me. All of this started with Janet Jackson. Things have not gotten better. If what you want is less... I suppose, less sexually charged, promiscuous kinds of, or prurient kinds of dancing on television, then we're going in the opposite direction. Is this a threat to women more than it is to children? Is this a threat to marriages more than it is to the education of children? Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Famous Phil Henry Show here every night till 10 o'clock on the West Coast, 1 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch, and we've been looking at, again, this Miley Cyrus performance from last night, which was the highly controversial performance involving, as Ms. Dooley has been telling us. And are you? And I think that at some point you guys are going to arrive home, and Bobby, you're going to be talking to us from your home. Your husband, Steve, has gone ahead of you. And has got this thing racked up at home. Now, obviously we're watching it here. I don't think we have any need we don't really have any need of you guys playing it for us. So, what is the idea?
Well, the idea, Phil, is to show you the effect we're pulling in right now. As a matter of fact, hey, Umberto, hi. Yeah, we're going home. We're going through a gate now. We live in a gated community, Phil, private security here. And the idea, Phil, is to show you the effect that this is going to have on a marriage from the standpoint of the husband. I got Steve is at home right now. We're going to go in the house here and just, I'm going to park it. Okay, boys, take your books. Take your books out. Justin, take your books. I'm sorry, Phil, we're just getting out of the car now.
Okay.
And
she's not going to have those boys looking at it.
What was that?
Nothing. Don't worry. You're not having your boys watching this.
No, I am not. But it's not about the boys. I told you, it's about wives being threatened. So if you could ask her to butt out.
I'm butting out. I asked a question. But never mind.
Thank you. All right, we're in the house now. Steve, honey, do you have that on there now? Put it on right now. Okay.
All right, things right now. Looking at the tape replay of it.
He's going to look at the tape replay and the part, cue it up to the part, honey, where she is. There is one part, Phil, where she slaps the rear end of some dancer who has an enormous posterior.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's the part that seems to have had the most effect on a lot of the men that were watching. Go.
Yeah.
Do you hear that?
What am I listening to?
Listening to the music of the show, and...
Yeah.
Now, she's getting a standing ovation here.
Wait, hold on for a minute. What is that in the background?
That's my husband, Steve.
Yeah.
Now, he's reacting to the large, the big butt.
I got it.
This is really disgusting, what's being done to my husband.
I'll say it's this. I'm butting in right now. This is disgusting, and this is not anything that every man goes through. It's your husband.
If she doesn't get out of that studio and shut that beer drain that she calls a mouth, so help me, Jesus.
Margaret, get out of here.
I'm sorry, Phil, but as God is my witness, as Jesus Christ is my Savior, I will get into my car. I will...
Just...
All right, now right here, Steve. There's the big butt, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
See, this to me is as vile as it gets. When a husband sits there, and this happened with the Britney Spears video, and this continues to happen, and I have to tell you that... That for me, it's one of those issues that we continually put aside because we say it's the children that are being hurt.
So, in your opinion, and I got to tell you something, I'm watching Miley Cyrus's dance right now, and it is having no such effect on me But I suppose you'll say that's because I'm of advanced years.
Well, Mr. Henry, you're not the youngest man in the world.
Okay. That's fine, you know, if you want to believe that. But I can tell you that I'm still pretty healthy in that area, and I'm looking at the... She looks kind of goofy. I'm not seeing anything that is shocking me, because as far as I'm concerned, I've seen a lot more shocking on television, but for some reason, because this was the VMA, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, she just put her face right into it.
Yeah.
Let me talk to Steve for a minute.
Steve, he wants to talk to you.
What?
He wants to talk to you.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Dooley?
Yeah.
Okay, can you pull him away from that?
Turn it off. Turn it off. Just turn it off. Just turn it off. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. Turn it off.
I'm doing channel.
He wants to talk to you.
Who?
Mr. Henry wants to talk.
Yeah.
Did your wife literally have to turn the channel there?
Yeah.
All right, Steve, I want to ask you something. What was happening there on screen?
They, put her face in it.
She put her... I mean...
She put her face in it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. And, that was what they...
Give me the phone, will you? He's not making any sense. He's babbling like there's about... If he doesn't get a slobber bucket in here, then, you know, all bets are off. But what I'm saying is, Phil, that we have proof positive here that I think there is at least one normal man reacting this way.
All right, I'm going to tell you something. I'm looking at the video of this, and I'm looking at audience members. And with the exception of a handful of people who stood up and gave her a standing ovation, everybody in this crowd looks either bored to tears, extremely disturbed. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I see that, and that's because they are witnessing the coming of age of a woman, this Miley Cyrus, this Hannah Montana, that at one time was this, she was the little girl that we all wanted our little girls to be, this adventuresome young Nancy Drew type, a young lady of adolescence coming into womanhood, and now she has, and every woman in America is upset with that. Every woman in America is jealous of that. Every woman in America, I'll tell you right now, every woman in America wishes they had the body like that.
Yeah.
Steve, don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Don't do that anymore, because it's disturbing me. And I feel that our appearance here on Mr. Henry's program is really heading south.
Yeah.
See, she just humped the... Okay, she humped the foam finger.
Are you guys watching? Because I don't hear any music.
We have the sound turned down.
Okay, so she humped the foam finger, and...
Mr. Andy, she humped the foam finger. What happened there? Am I right, or is my appearance on your program this evening going south?
It's not going south, it's just you're not making your point. You know, and your husband going, yeah, in the background isn't helping. You thought it was going to help. It's not helping.
He's reacting to the foam... Rewind it to the foam finger. Justin, rewind to the foam finger.
Wait a minute, have you got your kids in there?
I'm sorry, Justin, get out of here.
Are your kids in there?
Get out of here. No, not anymore. I'll do it. All right, here's the foam finger part. She sticks it. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, you can hear my husband, a normal man.
Mom, you know, I'm going to tell you something. I don't think he sounds like a normal man.
Did you just call for your mommy?
What did
he do? He just went, mommy. Isn't that what you did, Phil?
No, I did not. I was two words got caught there in the middle of the sentence. I was going to say my, and I was going to say I, and it came out mom. All right?
Yeah, sure.
All right, well, you can think what you want.
Yeah, it does sound like mommy.
It sounded like mommy, like that. And you're saying it isn't.
It doesn't make any difference. All I'm asking you is, do you feel that your husband is a normal reflection of manhood, or do you think that there's something wrong with him?
What do you expect a wife to say to that?
Well, I want an honest answer, because I'm here not having this reaction at all, and I'm looking at audience members. More to the point, you don't have to believe me. You don't have to think that I'm normal. Look at the men in the audience. Look at them, all right?
These are all celebrities that see this just about every time they go into a VIP section of a club.
Get out and probably do, Mr. Henry.
I just saw Drake was looking at the floor like he was super embarrassed. He was looking like it was just not... Not happening for him.
So, Drake. Oh, well, I'm so just worshiping at the feet of Drake. Is he the arbiter of sex? Is he the arbiter of performance? Is he? Oh, you know what's wrong with Drake? Robin Thicke. That's what's wrong with Drake. And look, see, they're jealous.
No, I'm looking at people. She is barely getting a reaction from the audience. There's two or three people standing. It must have been the most embarrassing thing in the world for her.
Yeah.
Why are you saying yeah, Phil? Who's my husband?
Steve.
He just went yeah at a NASCAR commercial.
Yeah.
My name is Phil Henry. He's Steve.
I know that. I'm very...
All right.
Yeah.
Turn the video off.
It's a NASCAR commercial. Do you understand?
Yeah.
All right. We'll take a break. You can come back in, Margaret, if you want.
No, I don't want to go back in there. Your entire studio is infected with her.
Miley Cyrus, she did hump the foam finger, but I don't see that as anything that any average, ordinary woman couldn't learn. If what she's saying is true, that this was really more a performance about threatening the women of America, nothing I saw is anything beyond the talents of the American woman. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think so. We'll be right back. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Later on tonight, New York Jets news, because they have a quarterback controversy, so we're going to go into some sports. We also have not an epidemic, but an outbreak of measles, and we're going to get some guests on to talk about mothers that don't inoculate or vaccinate their kids, or fathers or parents, or something like that. I guess it's just like a mom-bashing night, or just a Women of America bashing night. We'll find out. Here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show on this Monday night, just crawling back into about the only really cool thing about Mondays, around here anyway, this Monday, is the weather outside has turned so awesome. And I realize it's summer, and I realize it's supposed to be really, really nice in the summertime, but it has not been here. It's been nasty here in terms of weather. So when I looked outside today and saw that weather, man, that was some kind of beautiful thing to look at. Don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com. We'd love to have you as a backstage pass member. Join us at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com for a backstage pass and more fun and frivolity. Be right back here on the world famous Phil Henry Show, number 855-500-7445. World-famous Phil Henry Show every night here till 10 on the West Coast, 1 a.m. on the East Coast. News, talk, and entertainment. Underline entertainment for you and yours here from the El Pacifico. And Bobby and Steve Dooley joining us this hour. We're going to wrap up here as we talk here about Miley Cyrus, her performance last night, and the disastrous reception that it received this morning via the news. Everybody that could possibly critique it did. Anyone that could possibly bring a negative opinion did. The performers there, other than Miley Cyrus, other entertainers, almost uniformly negative. Moms, dads, everybody. And everyone's saying about the same thing. This is just a bad performance, inappropriate. And Ms. Dooley, you sound like somebody who is attempting to rehabilitate Miley Cyrus with some very, very weak, very, very weak defense.
Well, Phil, I could care about Miley Cyrus. Just so you know what I think of Miley Cyrus, I think that she comes from, if you'll pardon me, she comes from a very low class of people. Her father was a successful man, yes, but at the end of the day, these are very rural and very lower class people whose roots go back hundreds of years to the indentured servants that came over here from Europe. So Miley Cyrus really traces her roots to just this kind of cabin wench and some of these cabin people that served aboard these ships. And
well, all right, we don't have to be insulting,
I'm not being insulting.
Oh, the cabin people.
Well, whatever. What is a cabin person?
People that were in below decks, way, way down, and they were called up to do things.
Okay. Whatever that was back in those days, we're talking about these large sailing ships, so they didn't have exactly first and second class.
Well, they sure had a class that was not first class, and that's where her people, Miley Cyrus...
That's not about where the bilge is.
Yeah, where the bilge is. She came from the bilge.
So you could say like a bilge lady.
Was there a term called bilge lady? I don't know.
No, there's no bilge lady. But she might have come from, I doubt that there was any set. I don't have any idea. If you want to think of where she might have sprung from in terms of her European roots, maybe lower class people, maybe the indentured servant. I never heard of bilge lady. David G. Hall is also joining us on the other, on our newsmaker line. I want to get on the phone here. David, what's up?
What's it up, Ms. Dooley? How are you?
I'm fine, David.
What's with the phone calls?
What's with the what?
What's with the phone calls? You getting any phone calls?
No, we're not getting any phone calls.
You're not getting any phone calls?
No.
You mean you're not getting any phone calls you can use?
We're not getting any phone calls.
Hold on for a minute. I'm going to call the talk line. I got to find out.
Is this something you want to talk about on the air?
Well, I got to. I haven't heard any phone calls. In 2 weeks, I haven't heard any phone calls. Let me call the other line and see if it's working.
Wait. Hold on, David. Hold on, okay?
What?
We've tried that. We've tested the lines. Everything works. Everything's great.
What's going on here?
I'll tell you what's going on. There's not enough radio stations with enough listeners. That's what's going on.
We're out in New York City.
And they're all fans.
Jeez.
Don't worry about it. I got it under control. I don't need you calling up Mr. Program Director, okay?
Well, I'm just saying.
Don't go into a panic. I got it under control.
What about that Ruth from Anaheim?
I don't know what happened. She's probably dead by now. Are you kidding me? Ruth from Anaheim?
I remember her. She was a lot of fun.
Hold on for a minute, Julie. I'm sorry to me. I'm talking with my host now. What about that,
Hey, this is stuff we can talk about off the air. Do you understand?
Yeah, I know, but I'm riding around here with Daphne.
Really? Have you made any stops at donut shops? I shouldn't say stop. Have you slowed down to 40 miles an hour at a donut shop?
Hey, watch it, will you?
You're the guy that told me that you don't come to a full stop.
I didn't say that we don't come to a full stop. I said, Daphne said to me, there's no reason for you to stop the car. Just roll it down to about 5 miles an hour, and I'll do a running jump out, or however you want to call it. That's what she does. What's wrong with that? You know, you make it sound like I'm kicking her out of the car. I'm not. She is, by her own volition, doing a sort of a step out of the car where she's in a running motion.
Why? That's all I want to know. Why?
I called up about something else.
All right, but I'm just... You know, you're telling me you're riding around with Daphne. If she is the originator of this phone call tonight.
Well, she was asking. She said, "Where's the phone calls?" So I said, "You know what? I'll call him up."
Well, is that right? Well, you tell Daphne everything's under control.
Look,
tell Daphne everything's under control.
Daphne, buddy. Well, she's eating right now.
Does that mean her ears are plugged up?
No. Hey, Daphne. Well, you know what? This is gonna. You're not gonna believe me. She has some donut in her ear. I don't think she can hear me.
Oh, my God.
No, not oh, my God. Daphne, honey, hold on. Let me get that out of your ear, honey.
How'd she get donut in her ear?
I don't know. How'd you get the donut in your ear? Oh, she slipped and fell. She slipped and fell. Oh, all right. She fell sideways into the box when she was getting in the car, and the donut lodged in her ear, so she literally could not hear me. Honey, can you hear me? She's got donut in the other ear.
Will you come on, man? I'm wasting time here.
Hold on. Get the donut out of your ear. All right. Well, you told me to call Phil, right? Yeah, she said to call up. She said, "Where's the phone calls?"
Well, isn't that nice? Next time Daphne asks you to do something relative to my show, ignore her.
Well, I can't ignore her. That woman's going to be my wife. And I would like you to give her the respect she's accorded.
Well, when she's your wife, that's fine.
You just went, well, a lot of people have been telling me that you're going, like you don't know what you're doing on the air. Maybe that's why you're not getting phone calls.
I know exactly what I'm doing on the air, and I'm asking you to cease and desist. Have the donuts. Have yourself a nice drive around town, okay?
Well, Daphne wants to say something, honey.
Thank you very much, Bud. I didn't even ask Bud to cut that off.
Yeah, Dad, be proactive.
Good move, Bud.
Thank you, Ms.
Gray.
Well, I was going to say Ms. Dooley.
He was going to call me Miss Dooley.
Hold on. We're going to be back here for just a few seconds with Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley and the entire Miley Cyrus thing. I had that rolling in the background. I don't know if anybody saw it, but it was what it was. I don't find one thing shocking about it. And so what can I tell you, Bobby? I don't think that this is an issue any longer. I think there's people that are upset, but I think the people that are more upset are probably people in the media.
Well, I'm just saying, to the extent that anyone, when we got a lot of people that were complaining, so I don't, you know, we had a lot of women saying, look at how she's dancing, look at the way she sticks it to here, and she's put her face there. She she put her face into the hind end of that big butted. It was like a big. What was it?
Like a raccoon.
It was like a big. A raccoon with a big. Excuse me for saying, Phil. A raccoon with a big ass. She put her face in that, and then she took the foam finger.
But basically, took a ride.
And took a ride. She took a ride on the. Might want to call it the finger on the F train.
Yeah, the foam finger train.
On the double F train. And then what she did.
All right.
That was asinine.
Well, you know something? It might have been asinine, but so is all this debate that's going on today about this. And I'll tell you why it's asinine. Because this was a problem. It was a problem apparently we were supposed to be rid of when? Whenever the Janet Jackson thing happened. So we were supposed to be rid of that problem, and we were supposed to be cleaning things up, and, you know, nobody really expected it to be cleaned up, you know. It's just going in the opposite direction. So people getting shocked by this stuff, it doesn't make any sense to me, you know. It doesn't make any sense to me. World famous Phil Henry Show. I'll tell you what people should do is just give up on trying to control what's on the tube and just control what it is you're watching.
Well, that is your, that's the liberal approach, which I don't agree with, even though I'm a liberal.
Right. World famous Phil Henry Show, measles and the New York Jets coming up here on the Phil Henry Show, 800-855-500-7445.